And we're just going to relax and breathe, moving into that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity, knowing that the beauty and the harmony and the grace of spirit is right here, right now. At a recent workshop, Abraham heard from someone who said, "I'm going to a meeting and I'm picturing the inner being of each person standing behind their chair." And so if it feels good, we can see inner beings standing behind all the people who are in this Zoom call, standing behind us if we are listening to this in a later recording, knowing that we are ever accompanied. There is nowhere we go, there is no place where our inner being is not. And it's also possible to simply realize that our inner being is the larger aspect of ourselves. There is no part of us that is not incorporated in our inner being. We are that. And so if you prefer to see your inner being in your heart, or as your aura, or some other image that feels that wonderful, warm, homecoming sense of ever accompanied, I invite you to just entertain that, feel that warm, loving experience of being wrapped in the heart of your inner being. For that is where you live, whether you know it or not, whether you're conscious of it in the moment or not. We are ever sourced and supplied and loved. It is such a good thing to cultivate our awareness of that divine presence that is ever here with us. Our inner beings are so clear and so powerful. And so I have a quote. I brought two quotes. Both of them are longer term than usual. The first one was from May 22nd this year, 2021. And this is just the end of the quote. They said, "Set your intention for attraction. Let your entire work be to prepare your vibrational frequency." To say it another way, let your entire work be to prepare your mood, your attitude, to be soft and attractable by your inner being. Your inner being is standing over there with everyone you want and everything you want, with no split energy. And the law of attraction is responding to that part of you. When you relax, you become that part of you. So whoosh, you're over there and you're in on the big attraction of all of the things that you want. Maybe you don't want to ride a donkey. Maybe you want to ride a horse. And that reference to the donkey and the horse came from a story about Esther as a child who desperately wanted to ride. And she identified an available donkey and she spent weeks trying to get the donkey to carry her. But she would get on the back of the donkey and the donkey would stop. There is no way that donkey would take her anywhere. And her desire kept increasing. She learned to walk the top of the fence because she was carrying along a carrot to see if she could get the donkey to walk and then slide on the back. But as soon as she did, it always stopped. But her alignment became such that she relaxed and let go, and two people offered her horses to ride that were way more fun than it would have been to ride on the donkey. So Abraham said, when you relax, you become that part of you. So whoosh, You're over there and you're in on the big attraction of all the things that you want. Maybe you don't want to ride a donkey. Maybe you want to ride a horse. And so we imagine ourselves having what we want. What is it that we want? Abraham said, it behooves us greatly to think about why we want what we want and why we want it. And so this second quote that I have in front of me is from Abraham from May 4th, where they pose the question, what is it that I want? And they began to answer it for us. I want empowerment, and I want pervasive love and well-being. And I want children who are eating food, who have full bellies, and people dancing in the streets. I want birds singing and clear-minded people. I want love that so many of us talk about, but that we don't very often feel for very long. I want more than just snatches and little bits and pieces of love. I want ongoing, long-sustaining love. I want the momentum of love as big as the momentum of anger feels like it is sometimes. And I believe that they are part and parcel of the same thing. We are all in this together. Just today, I want to lean in the direction of solutions and progress and love and harmony and well-being and wellness. What is it that I want? And so I'm going to use that as an opportunity to get us to focus again, as we have before, on what we want to feel. Because when we go general, we are much more likely to achieve a pure vibration. So let's try out a few and see how it feels. I want to feel well. See if you agree with that. Do you want to feel well? Do you want to feel strong? And if I ask the question and you do, you can say, yes, I want to feel strong. Do you want to feel powerful? Oh, yes, I want to feel powerful. Do you want to feel agile? I'm there with that one. Do you want to feel vibrant? I love feeling vibrant. How about feeling radiant? Can you imagine that your heart is as radiant as the sun and you light up every room you walk into? Oh yes, it's so good to feel radiant and vibrant and blissfully alive. I want to feel alive. I want to feel lively. I want to feel flexible and balanced and limber. Do you want to feel like that? It's so fun to watch the gymnasts and all that they can do in the Olympics. Talk about flexible, balanced, and limber, and nimble. So many amazing adjectives to apply to those young men and women. And I want to feel like my body is responsive. Do you like the idea of your body responding? Your body responding with wholeness and health and clarity? Oh yes, I want my body to be responsive to my inner being's cues about what's the best thing for me to eat and the way to move and all the things that I can do that allow me to cooperate with my inner being's intention for my wellness, because my inner being is standing over there in my vortex with everything I want. And so as we focus on what we want, we are right moving over there with our inner being, allowing those wonderful things to flow. And I don't know about you, but this is making me feel very amused and delighted. It is so cool to think about wellness and well-being. And it's joyful for me. And so let's think a little bit about joy. What is it that feels like joy to you? I feel like joy in the park in the morning when I focus on some kind of amazing bird, or a cute one, or a butterfly, or a dragonfly, or a turtle. Nature does it for me. If you think about what does it for you, what do you want? What do you want? Allowing yourself to feel joy. What are the ways in which you feel joy? Allowing that vibration of joy to touch your mind and your heart. Envisioning moments when you felt joy in the past. And imagining forward to feeling joy again. In the future, maybe even later today, maybe even during this meditation, to be willing to feel joy. Are you willing? I am willing to feel joy. I am eager to feel joy. I love the feeling of joy. And so we allow ourselves to remember that sometimes we feel like we're soaring. Soaring is such a good feeling. I want to soar. Imagine soaring. Picture yourself in that space of letting your heart sing, feeling uplifted and clear and powerful and ready to take off into a wonderful adventure. I love soaring. I want to soar. And I trust that my inner being and yours have opportunities to soar lined up for us. Maybe we'll even encounter some amazing cooperative components who are a vibrational match to our soaring. And we can soar together in joy. What a powerful opportunity that would be. And Abraham said all the cooperative components are already lined up. We just need to become a cooperative component. And we do that by focusing on what we want and why we want it. Why do I want to soar? I want to soar because it feels like joy. Because it feels like wonder. Because it feels like I'm living my purpose of loving my life. I do want to love my life. I do want to focus on the positive aspects of my life. I want to see all the places that I am doing so wonderfully well. My life is a blessing, and I am grateful every day to be alive, to wake up in the morning and see another new dawn. I've actually seen some dawns this year. Unusual for me. And so that sends me in another direction. I want to be flexible. I want to be willing to change my schedule and allow it to flow with the amazing opportunities that present themselves. I want to know that I am fluid in my response to my inner being. Do you want to be fluid? Abraham says we're liquid love. We're already fluid, but we don't necessarily recognize it and work with it. So the ability to change is such a gift. So I want to be open to change, because everybody wants a better life, but a lot of us don't want anything to change. And it's such a good thing to, just open our hearts and our minds and our lives to improved conditions. Things can change for the better. And even when it looks like something going wrong, we can trust that it's something going right from a broader perspective. And our inner being is orchestrating a change with cooperative components that make our lives better. I love that thought. I want to be open to my inner being's ideas of what it is that I want. Abraham says that we wouldn't necessarily recognize easily everything in our vortex, because it's a compilation that our inner being has created of everything we ever appreciated, everything we ever complimented, everything we ever admired, everything we ever had a rocket of desire by seeing what we didn't want, even if we didn't articulate what we did want. As a result, our inner being took a note. And our inner being, as Abraham said, is standing over there with everyone and everything you want, and no split energy. And the law of attraction is responding to that part of us. We are blessed to have these amazing inner beings who are taking such loving care of our vortexes. And it becomes important for each of us to focus on the allowing part, to come into the alignment part. And Abraham says we can do that by focusing on what we want and why we want it. So let's try that again. I want to feel abundant. I want my life to feel rich and full. I want to know that what I want is accessible to me. I want to know that my inner being has it all lined up. I want to feel how fortunate I already am. Do you want to acknowledge and feel how fortunate you are? Do you want to feel how plentiful the blessings are in your life? Do you want to feel excited about what is to come? I love feeling excited. It's so good to move into that space of feeling stimulated and entranced and enchanted. It's like living in a fairy tale sometimes. When you look to the left and there's something beautiful, and you look to the right and there's something interesting, and you look forward and you get thrilled by what you see. That's how life is supposed to be. Abraham says there's 20 or 30 different paths of possibility beneath our feet at all times. So if we step to the left, we might see beauty. And if we step to the right, we might burst out laughing. And if we step forward, we might get a hug from somebody really good at hugging. I like all of those things. And so let's think about being animated. When I do these meditations, I feel very animated. I feel my inner being flowing through me, giving me ideas of where to go next. I wonder, do you love feeling animated? Do you want to feel animated more of the time? Can you think of a time when you felt particularly animated, when things were just flowing through you as you? Such a joy to feel animated. How exciting it is to feel connected to Source. I wonder if there are particular ways you feel connected, if there are particular times you feel in alignment. Can you say, I want to make my alignment my priority? I want to feel attuned to my source. Tuned in, tapped in, and turned on. What a great way to feel. I want to feel that too. I want to feel uplifted. I want my heart to feel energized and open and receptive. I trust when Abraham said that the good is ever flowing, and our job is to be receptive. And so I enjoy this feeling of opening my heart and my mind and my life to all of the good that my inner being has lined up for me. It is such a happy, joyful feeling to feel that flow of well-being. Sometimes I even feel childlike. I want to feel that sense of wonder, of seeing something amazing before me that I've never seen before. I always think of the little boy on the Disney World commercials who has eyes as big as saucers and feels the wonder of possibility of everything around him. I want to be open to fun. Do you want more fun? It feels good to have fun. It feels good to be focused on having fun, and it feels good that Abraham gives us permission to have more fun as often as possible. Let it be fun. On May 22nd, they said, it's time for a whole lot of you, all of you, to put more emphasis on the having fun part. So we've been having fun, I hope, with this meditation. And it's time to wrap up and return to our normal waking consciousness and stretch a little bit. And remember how good it feels to focus on what we want and why we want it. And I am so grateful for this opportunity for joy and celebration of life. And so it is.